Hello and welcome. Today we'll be speaking with Anna Joannes for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Hello, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do?
Absolutely. So I'm a documentary filmmaker, and my last documentary is entitled Wrestling Ghost, and it's an exploration of childhood trauma and about breaking the cycle of trauma and healing.
Do you think you can just get into how mental illness can be stigmatized in our culture?
Sure. I mean, you know, unfortunately, despite, you know, the great changes in the past, I don't know, 40 years around mental health and access to mental health, I believe that it's still quite stigmatized. I think people still experience mental health as a weakness and as something that is a matter of fault, a shortcoming, and something that ultimately people feel like they should overcome on their own. I think this is why there is such a resistance to taking drugs, despite an experience by most that like drugs are overused in our country. There is a weird kind of two things happening at the same time, a tendency in our medicalized culture of using medicine as a solution, but also we are not over-medicated when it comes to mental health. We are both over-medicated and under-medicated, and meds can be a great tool, but they're definitely not the only way to deal with mental illness. But I think people are still very reluctant to use medication because they feel like it's somehow cheating, that they need to take care of it on their own.
People end up wanting to, like you said, over-medicate or under-medicate, and they're not really aware of the actual benefits that drugs can give or take for many people around their mental health. How can we as a society be able to reframe the narrative around mental health in our culture?
Well, I guess to me, the most important thing is to understand that there is no difference between our mind and our body. There is no such thing as, oh, it's only in your mind. You know, this is a psychological problem. Our brain is an organ. It's an electrical organ. It is incredibly connected to our body, and we're learning more and more in the way that bacteria in our gut, for instance, affect our mood. You know, most women know how our hormones affect our mood and our behavior. And certainly you can talk to women in menopause, and they'll tell you how incredibly different they can feel at different time of the month. We're learning more and more about the way childhood trauma, chronic stress, both in childhood but also in adulthood, can affect our well-being and our mental health, and how our mental health is directly connected to also chronic diseases, migraines, back pain, autoimmune diseases, cancer, heart disease. And so I think that this dichotomy between the mental and the physical is just very, very, very old and needs to be discarded. And once we understand mental illness as, you know, an organic issue, then we can take the stigma out of it. We can take that sense of weakness or blame out of the equation. I mean, most people don't feel guilty about their cancer, and they shouldn't. So why should we feel guilty or bad or shameful about our mental illness?
So mentioning weakness and blame, do you think this is why it's so hard for kids to just open up about childhood trauma, and just they end up being so closed-minded from their parents? Because like you said, mind and body, if you see that they're one thing.
Trauma lives in secrecy. Trauma, shame, and isolation and secrecy, they all go together. Often children will not disclose their trauma to an extent because, you know, whatever children experience at home, they think is the norm. And it's not until later sometime that they discover that, you know, their experience wasn't the norm. But also because often there's a lot of secrecy around what goes on at home and what's, you know, you always think that other people's lives are better or more quote unquote normal. And so you feel shame and isolation. And, you know, one of the reasons that I created Wrestling Ghost, which is a very intimate portrait of one family and specifically one mother who is struggling with parenting and with trauma and with, you know, breaking the cycle of trauma in our own family, is that a lot of parents and a lot of us feel, you know, that we are alone in the way that we are suffering, and we feel shame about it. We think we're the only one who are stuck in the way that we are, and we're not. And when we start realizing that, the shame lifts off, and we are able to then talk about it and connect with other, and we can start healing. And so it's the same for the children. I think if the parents are able to address their own stuff, then the children, you know, will follow in the footsteps. So I think most of the time we focus on the children, but it's really what we really need to do is that we need to model for the children what it looks like to own up and to, you know, to take responsibility for what's going on and to work and to heal from it and to connect with, you know, through others and to ask for support. And clearly children cannot own up to things that are happening to them. But once you're an adult, no matter what has happened to you, at that point, you need to take responsibility for your life, which doesn't mean that you weren't hurt. It just means that you can find ways to live with more joy and connection and not pass down the trauma to the next generation.
Especially since taking responsibility seems like such an important step so that the kids don't have to live through the same trauma that the parent did. So you just mentioned Wrestling Our Ghosts, and that was a previous work you've done about childhood trauma. So from Wrestling Ghosts, the documentary, you were able to turn the stigma around mental health to be normalized.
No one person or not one work is going to change culture, transform cultures. But any effort through theater, through movies, you know, TV series, you know, Grey's Anatomy comes to mind because it's such a popular TV show, right? 17 season or so. And they address trauma, they address mental health, they address so many things. So like any place that we start reframing the narrative, you know, shifting from blame and punishment and shame towards understanding and compassion. Anytime we do that in every possible kind of art form, storytelling, and of course, you know, like through, you know, the radio and news magazine, etc., conversation, all of that can contribute to shifting, to transforming the culture to one where there is less stigma. And my documentary, so it's Wrestling Ghosts, and it's been used for a lot of training at government organizations and non-for-profits, but also in classes at colleges and universities, and it's been watched also at home and discussion group in churches and such. So yes, I think it is contributing to that discussion, and that is why I made it. So it makes me very, I feel very grateful to know that that this documentary is able to contribute to that shift.
With the work that you've done so far, and since you said no one work can change a whole culture, do you have any like practical advice in our last like 2 minutes that you could give the listeners in order to remove stigma day by day with the things that they deal with around mental health?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, first is like find people that you can be yourself with, that you can share you vulnerably with. You know, anytime you are, you know, you are vulnerable and you share and you connect with somebody, the shame, the stigma lifts a little bit. And I mean, I would definitely recommend people to check out my website, wrestlingghosts.com, because I have a really great PDF that explores the impact of trauma and the modalities for healing. Because the more you understand about trauma and how it's transformed your body and how it can kind of act as a straitjacket, letting you feeling stuck, you know, either it's stuck in your depression, in your eating disorder, in toxic relationship, no matter what you're doing, you feel like you can't get through, then understanding childhood trauma will really help. And then once you understand it, you know, and that itself will lift the sense of stigma and shame, because now you understand how, you know, this is not you, it is something that is done to you. And now you can start taking steps. And my that PDF also explores how do you start healing from trauma. And I really don't think there's a difference between trauma and mental illness. It's just, you know, different approach to really looking at the same thing. And as you know, if you read on that PDF, you'll see that to me, one of the major thing is to start, you know, to start with compassion, to start with a very gentle approach to ourselves, educating ourselves. And then there's, you know, I think that we need to make sure that when we seek help, especially from therapists, that they are trauma informed, that they work with the body, because trauma is located in the body. So talk therapy in itself is not always useful, and to really start seeking alternative approaches to healing, which are more and more available. There is more and more trauma informed therapists out there. But again, if you have tried therapy and it's not working, it's probably because it wasn't a trauma informed kind of therapy. So that would be my advice.
Thank you so much, Anna, for your time today and being able to inform all the listeners of how to take the practical steps, and just giving us your time once again.
Thank you so much for your time, Sarah.